Israel reveals its true motive for normalizing relations with Turkey. Tel Aviv's growing concerns over serious chemical weapons. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Tel Aviv and Ankara need to communicate with each other over the issue. Netanyahu also says Israel is worried the weapons would fall into the wrong hands, including Al-Qaeda-linked groups. Israel and Turkey agreed to restore diplomatic ties after Tel Aviv apologized for a deadly attack on a Gaza-bound aid flotilla back in May 2010. The rapprochement comes after the announcement of a ceasefire between Kurdish PKK fighters and the Turkish government. But members of the Turkish opposition say the deal is aimed at creating a Kurdish corridor to serve the interests of Israel and the West in the region.
It is time to lay down our arms and fight our struggle democratically. The statement was read by a member of the PKK's political wing, the Peace and Democracy Party. The message came from jailed Kurdish leader Abdullah Öcalan. Turkish government negotiations concerning a ceasefire between Ankara and the PKK have been ongoing for months.
The call to end the armed struggle is a positive one, but what's most important is the extent to which it will be implemented.
These comments came from the Turkish Prime Minister while on a visit to the Netherlands.
There was much excitement in Diyarbakir as the ceasefire was announced to end the 30-year conflict with the Turkish government. However, not all Turks agree with the truce. Observers say the move was strategically enforced, as many believe Turkey is playing all of its cards to support the insurgency in Syria.
Many believe the ceasefire is part of efforts by the U.S. and Israel to make a Kurdish corridor, which stretches from the Persian Gulf to the Mediterranean, to steal the region's resources.
According to my beliefs, their reason for a ceasefire comes from the U.S. and Israel. Their goal is to make a Kurdish government in their region. It has been 35 years that the crisis has been going on. Why now? It has been the plan of America and Israel to make a Kurdish corridor for a while.
Parliament member Hassan Agol went on to say the reason Turkey is doing whatever the U.S. wants is because it thinks the U.S. will make them the new regional powerhouse, while saying the ceasefire affects Syria in a major way, as the area where the Kurds are located is right next to the border with Syria, which has its own branch of the PKK, also known as the PYD. He claimed the location was crucial in the U.S.'s plan to disintegrate Syria into different parts. Serena Shim, Press TV, Istanbul.
Author of Hidden History of Zionism, Mr. Ralph Schoenman, joins us now for Berkeley to give us more insight on that story. Mr. Schoenman, welcome to the program. First of all, how do you perceive the news of Syria being revealed as the reason behind the restoration of ties between Turkey and the Israelis?
It's unmistakably clear. That was Obama's purpose in Israel. That was the nature of his consultations and coordination with Netanyahu. As Yahoo reports, quote, "Before the diplomatic breakdown, Israel and Turkey shared intelligence information, carried out joint military exercises, trained in Turkish skies, improving their capability to carry out long-range missions such as strikes against Iran." And it says, a source in Netanyahu's bureau said opening a new chapter with Turkey is very, very important for the future, particularly with what happens in Syria, but not just with what happens in Syria. And Tzipi Livni, the minister in charge of regional diplomacy, praised what she's called restoration of a first-rate strategic alliance, Israel forging a camp of moderate elements to confront the Islamic radicals in Syria and Iran. There is no ambiguity about this. This is a maneuver with the full intent of preparing for conflict in Syria, escalating the conflict in Syria, and indeed preparing for a strike against Iran. This theme is reiterated in Huffington News. During the phone call, Prime Minister Erdogan underlined the importance of strategic cooperation and friendship between Turkey and Israel. And Erdogan is quoted as saying to Benjamin Netanyahu that he, quote, valued centuries-long friendship and, quote, strategic cooperation between the Turkish and Israeli nations. Erdogan's office said, our prime minister accepts this apology in the name of the Turkish people, and he stated, It was saddening that the relations, which are of vital strategic importance for the stability of the regions, had soured in recent years. What this is a maneuver in which Turkish authorities have been assured of control over areas of Syria, and indeed we can but only speculate about what they're discussing with respect to Iran. You described the PKK and Kurdish sudden decision not to defend the rights of the Kurdish minority in Turkey. You can anticipate that the United States is contemplating the fragmentation of nations, the fragmentation of Syria, the fragmentation of Iran, the allocation of certain autonomy to the Kurds as part of that arrangement. This is an attempt to destroy sovereignty, fragment countries, and prepare for full imperial control. Okay. And for war.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ralph Schulman from Berkeley.